Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he had a strangely realistic dream that he was riding in his mother's car when an emergency alert warned that something dangerous was coming. The very next day, the same car was badly damaged on the road. Was the dream trying to warn him?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is.
Did it disappear for you too?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, that was weird. Like, on my end, it said it went, this video cannot be played, and then you guys popped up.
Oh.
So, this is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I saw the video.
I did, too.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. I think the devil is working his magic.
It's very possible.
Yeah, it doesn't want us talking about him again, damn it. But we want to hear your ghost stories, 855-853-4802, to do just that. Have you ever had a premonition dream like we're going to hear about in the story? Have you ever had something where the dream is exactly that? It's something that either you does come true or you just you had the dream and you're like, shit, I wonder if that will come true.
You know, I had an actual weird premonition once.
Yeah.
I was a kid. We were living in the haunted house. I was sitting in the dining room practicing my clarinet, which I do not play anymore. I just played
I bet
it
that
for like
sounded great.
Years.
I'm
well,
just saying.
We're going to have clarinet night here on the program some night.
So I'm playing my clarinet. And when I'm playing my clarinet, it was the weirdest thing. It was like all of a sudden I saw my mom walk in through the kitchen, and we were poor. We didn't have washer and dryer. So she'd go to the laundromat. So she brought the laundry in and set down a basket. And I'm like, trying to tell her something, and then she turned around and walked out. And mm-hmm. then there's no laundry basket here. And I was like, what was that? Because it was like I just saw her walk in, but there's no laundry. And
what's
I'm
it,
so what,
what's with you and laundry and weird
no
shit?
No kidding.
I guess it goes way back, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
So then I'm sitting there really confused, and right then the door opens, my mom walks in, sets down the laundry, and says she needs some help. I am really confused. So I go to say, but you just did this. Like it was the weirdest thing. I don't know what it was that happened. I saw her come in and set down the laundry before she did.
I think you need to look into like some woolite that, you know, keeps ghosts away or something like that.
What's that Lysol? Like the
Lysol
that the demon Lysol episode? Yeah. That was
Should we watch it? It's only 60 seconds. You need this product.
Every home has problem areas. The kitchen sink, the bathroom grout, the nursery where your baby waves at the empty corner of the ceiling every night and laughs at something that loves him more than you do. Lysol Demonic Shield kills 99.9% of bacteria and eliminates demonic entities on contact. One spray, total home defense. Spray the counter after raw chicken. Spray the hallway where your daughter walks barefoot at 2 in the morning with her eyes wrong, speaking to someone she calls her real mother. Lysol Demonic Shield's hospital-grade disinfectant destroys cold and flu germs on hard surfaces. Its consecrated purification agent destroys whatever skinned your family cat and left it folded on the welcome mat like a gift. Use it in kitchens, bathrooms, the guest bedroom where visiting family won't sleep anymore because they wake up with handprints on their ankles from underneath the bed. Lysol Demonic Shield won't stain fabrics, damage surfaces, or open a doorway to anything worse than what's already in your home. Lysol Demonic Shield. Clean home, clear home.
The video disappeared from me again, but you guys saw it?
Yes.
Okay. We saw it.
And that time, because you mentioned it after the last time we played it, I looked under the table in the very last mm-hmm. scene of that commercial. And yeah, did you see the face under the table, Carol?
Yeah.
No, because I was looking at the bottle because it was like 100% removes demonics. I was trying to read what the bottle said.
Yeah, that was creepy.
It's like, where's Waldo? There's something new every time you see it. We have another interesting commercial coming up for a new Alexa product that involves when you have the premonition dreams, you know? And let's say it's about somebody that's alive, and let's say it's, you know, something about life and death, maybe a cheating spouse, you know, insert whatever here. What do you do? Do you tell the person about it?
Oh.
You don't have to anymore with a brand new feature in Alexa. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. I thought it was interesting, the premonition in the dream that we're going to be getting to. They're talking about hearing the emergency alert message on the TV or the radio. Do you remember years ago when somebody had hacked into the emergency alert system and put out the alert about zombies attacking people?
No.
I think I do, actually. Did that go out like across the country or just in one area?
I think it was just in Montana that
okay.
it went out across. I mean, see if I can find a way to play this, because the browser won't play it through the board here. I don't have a quick way of pulling it down, but yes, it did in fact do that. Maybe I can do it this way. I think I have a way of pulling this up through here. Let's try this. I want to add, no, not a camera shot. maybe that's the wrong way to do it. Is there a way to add my screen? Here we go.
I am dying to hear this.
Screen share. Okay. Okay, here it is. Right here. Let's add that. Okay. Now hopefully you can hear this. Can you hear this?
Yes.
Okay.
Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living. Follow the messages on screen that will be updated as information becomes available. Do not attempt to approach or apprehend these bodies, as they are considered extremely dangerous. I repeat, civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living. Follow the messages on screen that will be updated as information becomes available. Do not attempt to approach or apprehend these bodies, as they are considered extremely dangerous. This warning applies to all areas receiving this broadcast. Tune in to 9:20 a.m. to get updated information in the event that you are separated from your television or if electrical service is interrupted. Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living. Follow the messages on screen that will be updated as information becomes available. This station will now cease transmission, so please use your battery-powered radio. Tune in to 9:20 a.m. for information.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
So was that like the 90s? Because it kind of looked like the video playing behind it.
It was
the TV
like
station was sort of 90s. Like
it was like 13 years ago. So it was okay. Still standard def, but it was, yeah. Then there had been some other hacks of it too, or things
God.
Like that. What would you do? Like, what would you do if you were up late at night watching the pancake infomercial? And
which, by the way, had my attention. I'm like, God, yeah. Those pancakes look damn good.
They look good and they pop out of there so easily.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, I mean, I wonder if I can get the pancake thing delivered before the zombies take over the world. I don't know. But I don't know.
God.
I think I would, you know, if I saw that, I don't know that my first reaction would be this is a hoax. It does sound very official. I'd be a little kind of like, maybe it's a hoax, but
bodies of the dead.
I'll look into this a little bit further.
I mean, if you think back to... what was it, probably 1930s or 40s, the War of the Worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Orson Welles is just, you know, he's talking about aliens and it's a story and people believed it.
Yeah.
And there was mass hysteria. And, you know,
people,
at the time, people didn't think about that. We're kind of jaded at this point.
Yeah.
But back then it was pretty new and there was some serious hysteria going on.
people are willing to believe a lot of things. And
did they ever find out who did that? Like, did anybody ever get, because that's the FCC regulates that, so it's a federal thing.
Yeah, I think, I don't remember. I think somebody did get busted for it. Because, I mean, yeah, that is like a federal felon. It's something huge. I mean, you like to hack into
that.
Yeah, but yeah, there's been a couple of those over the years. And I didn't know how easy it is to hack into something like that. I remember the boxes are pretty archaic, you know, that you put into your studio. I mean, I'm not a hacker. I don't know anything about that, but I can't imagine that these are all that difficult if you knew what you were doing.
Right.
To break into.
No one was ever arrested or publicly identified for hacking the emergency alert system.
No shit.
To broadcast the February 2013 zombie apocalypse hoax in Montana and similar broadcasts in a few other states. Investigators determined the breach happened because the affected stations used weak security or default passwords on their broadcast equipment. They
probably use like it password or 1234, right?
Right. Password is password.
Well, was that, I guess the question would be, was that broadcast where the interruption took place, was it actually the EAS system that was hacked, or did somebody just hack into the master control room and put that over the air, making it sound like it was an EAS, you know, alert, but they just basically overrode the current programming with the file?
Yeah, the audio. Because typically, if there's an EAS, the audio on whatever was playing would be completely gone, and there'd be some sort of scroll on TV that would come up with that information.
Because it says the National Emergency Alert System network itself was not hacked.
Okay.
Individual unencrypted physical equipment owned by local television stations was breached. So it was a disgruntled employee.
It wasn't somebody hacking the EAS system. It was somebody hacking, you know, the shitty security of the master control at the local, you know, Fox affiliate.
It was our friend Scott Bond with the Oscar Mayer wiener whistle who actually pulled that off.
It almost sounds like it's something he would have fucking done.
Yes. Yeah.
Did that sound like Scott? Trying to sound official? Because I could see that being something he would have done and like taken to his grave, literally. Well, let's go to a phone call.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah.
I just can't quit reading about it.
Yeah. Let's go to a phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well. So I'm just out for a bike ride right now. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm talking through my AirPods. I hope this turns out well. Maybe you can enhance it if it's not very good quality or something. But basically, I have a story to tell you. And oh, man, is this like the most paranormal thing that has happened to me in a long time? Like, I'm talking out of anything that has happened to me. This is probably up there with like the top three experience that, sorry, I don't know if you just heard that was the bike break, but this is basically the top three experiences that I've ever had. I basically, to give you some context, I have called the show in the past. I don't know if you recognize my voice. I don't call too often, but I do every once in a while when something gives me reason to, because that's what makes it fun. You know, when something happens, I call and I report it to you guys because I want to get your opinion. Now, essentially what happened here is it started 2 days ago. So 2 days ago, I went to bed. I normally dream a lot when I sleep. Like, I have a lot of REM sleep. I have a smartwatch that tracks my progress in terms of like sleep tracking and all that. And I always look back at it. I dream a lot. Normally my dreams are very good. Sometimes they can be scary. Normally nothing more than that. But one thing that's for certain is every dream that I have always has some sort of like stamp in it to tell me that it's just a dream. You know, something is always a bit off. Something is never quite right that I realize when I wake up that it was just a dream and it wasn't real. That's what puts my mind at ease. So what happened in this dream two nights ago when this all started was essentially I was driving with my mom, and we were driving over by, say, like a local mall. And I remember we were just like driving, and all of a sudden an Amber Alert came on her phone. And I remember it was like a nuclear missile, like a ballistic missile Amber Alert. And she looked up at me and she told me a missile is incoming. And then all of a sudden we hear a siren go off, and that's where the dream cuts out. Now, one thing about this dream is that there was no incorrect element to it. Like normally a dream, like I said, there's something in it that's not quite right that makes it clearly a dream. The scary thing is everything was completely realistic. She was sitting on the left side of the car. I was sitting in the back seat. It was the same exact car that we have. There were no differences. And essentially I woke up and I had a very weird feeling that somebody was in my room. I don't know why I felt that, because in the dream it was just me and my mom, but I had a very strange feeling when I woke up that someone was watching me from the corner of my bed. Just to give you a bit of extra context, in the past, my mom, who does not even believe in the supernatural, has told me that she's seen shadows in that area of my room. So we kind of have established that there's something in our house, and that's a whole different story. But I felt something, and I'm not the type of person to always think something's watching me. So I knew something was off with that dream and with what I was feeling when I woke up. It was something else from a normal nightmare entirely, in my opinion, but I kind of wrote it off as just a scary dream. So fast forward to that next day, the same day after the dream, essentially, I went to the beach and I had a great time. It's like a 2-hour drive, so it's a road trip to get there. And on the way home, getting in the car to drive home, I had a weird feeling that maybe we were going to get into some type of accident. I had a feeling that something was not quite right and that I was not completely safe. But I just chalked it up to, you know, me being a little bit nervous for no reason. Maybe I was thinking about the dream. Maybe, you know, that was just making me feel weird. Halfway through the drive home, we hit something on the road so hard that like the car completely shook. Something went under our tire. We pull over. The front bumper is torn off. Like the bottom part of the bumper is gone. And it literally looks as if a missile hit our car. I mean, I'm not even kidding. It was like something came out of nowhere, small animal or something. And I know that's quite common to happen. You know, it happens to a lot of people. And we've had it happen in the past where we've hit things on the road, but never with that level of damage. So it was definitely very concerning. And we wondered what exactly we had hit. The interesting thing is that there was no blood or anything from the animal on the car. So we didn't know what kind of animal it was, how big it was, but it was enough to, you know, tear the bumper off the car. So that, you know, that was essentially the end of that. But I couldn't stop thinking about the dream I had where my mom in the front seat told me a missile was incoming in that exact same car. And then that same day, I have a premonition about something happening on that specific drive. And then it actually does happen. So it was really strange because normally, you know, a series of events don't line up that well. And it made me wonder if something about it was paranormal. And you know, it was just something about the way that dream felt, even at the time, but especially now in retrospect, looking back to it. And one last thing I will say is that I went back to the same location near that mall in real life today where I had that dream, because the dream took place, I don't know if I mentioned, near a mall. So completely different from driving to the beach, but it was the same car that we drive and everything. And I was sitting in the same seat in the back seat today. My mom was driving in the front seat. And we, you know, drive past. And essentially what happened was I played a sound on my phone that mimics what I heard in the dream. And then we, you know, were driving through there, and all of a sudden I could feel what felt like some sort of a panic attack coming on. And then, you know, I had this really dreadful feeling that something just was not right. even in reality. So it kind of connected to the dream, and it made me wonder if there was something more than just being in REM sleep. And yeah, that's really my story, but it was really, really scary. And I thought I would call it in because it felt like something a bit more than, like I said, more than reality. I don't even know how else to explain it.
And that's where it cut off. I think that he did have something happen in his dream, like to have that dream. And then the next day that happens in your car and the bumper came off and he had this dream that a missile hit the car. Mm-hmm. And the next day that happens. But I kind of wonder when he said he went back there, kind of had a panic attack. I could see that cause yourself.
Yeah.
You know, getting worked up because you went through some trauma. You had a weird experience.
Yeah.
You know, with them.
Didn't that happen not that long ago? Like, wasn't there like an EAS that did go out of an intimate missile attack, like in Hawaii or something?
Yes, like 2018 or something like that.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
It was
what the hell was that? I mean,
there was a faulty something in the EAS system and it went out. I don't know that anybody ever got in trouble for that. I think it was a problem with the actual system itself.
Or just something glitched in it.
It was a false alarm. Okay. January 13, 2018. It doesn't seem like that long ago.
There's been so many things.
Sent to cell phones across Hawaii, warning of an inbound ballistic missile. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. The alert was completely false and caused 38 minutes of widespread panic.
It's like, how the fuck is that an accident? Or is that, it's an accident. Let's see how people react.
It says an employee at Hawaii Emergency Management Agency pushed the wrong button on a drop-down menu during a routine shift change internal test.
So many drop down menus this week.
They selected the live alert option instead of the test option. Whoopsie.
I will tell you, this happened to me. So when we worked at a WIXX in Green Bay, that was an EAS station. So if WIXX put it out an alert, it went out to all the other radio stations. Yep. And it was this little black button on the board. That's all it was this little button on the board. And what happened one morning, I was just wrapping up my shift and there was a stack of carts, which is what we used to play commercials on, these tapes. And I grabbed one, it fell out of my hand and it fell on the board and it hit that button. And the alert went out. And immediately, the gentleman who was down the hall in the morning, Mike, somebody, I can't think of his name. He was the morning show host, came running down the hall and he goes, why did you put out an EAS test? It's not scheduled. And I said, I didn't mean to. This is literally what happened.
Yeah.
But that was just the tone at that point. There was no message along with it or anything like that. So I was able to go on the air and just say, that was nothing. You know, kind of thing.
But it was just
So I can see that happening, but a drop-down menu and just...
Drop-down menu. Whoopsies.
Damn. If that's like all that's keeping us between that and that...
Panic, right.
That's like it's menu?
Like I'm imagining like people getting the two people with different keys and putting them into the system and turning them but no, it's a drop down.
Yep.
That seems about par for the course for 2026. It's just something stupid where it's like, that's what we're doing. And what's
and
behind
for 38
the curtain?
Minutes, people are like, there is an inbound ballistic missile.
How were they not able to then like immediately turn that around and do like some other announcement that just said, you know, this has been a test or fucked up basically.
I'm going to ask for 38 minutes.
I don't know. It's shocking
to see if it says.
But the question that comes to mind after that story was, you know, what happens when you do have the premonitions and you're. You're like, do I share this with anybody? I mean, it could cause panic. It could cause problems, especially if it's just in my head. But what if you're alerting someone could actually change their life? Thankfully, Alexa has thought of that problem and has found a solution.
You had the dream again. The one where someone you love dies. You saw how it happens. You know the details. And now you carry that around all day like it's yours to fix. It's not. Introducing Alexa Premonition Protector.
Alexa, I had a dream about Aunt Matilda. She was sitting on her porch in that wicker chair she likes, drinking her tea, and raccoons started coming out of the yard. A lot of them. Their mouths were foaming. She tried to get up, but she's slow. Alexa, she's 86. They pulled her out of the chair. They were on her face. She was screaming, and nobody came outside.
Within seconds, a warning lands on Matilda's device. Someone who loves you has had a premonition involving your front porch and several rabid raccoons. You are advised to go inside. Matilda's problem now.
Alexa, I had a dream about my friend, Karen's husband, Dave. He was at a Marriott off the interstate with a woman from his gym. I saw the room number, Alexa. It was 214. He paid cash.
A notification arrives at Karen and Dave's house. Someone who loves you has had a premonition that Dave is being unfaithful. Possibly at a Marriott. Room 214. Please discuss amongst yourselves. Dave isn't cheating. But Dave's explaining that at the dinner table tonight. And the dreamer already forgot about it. Will it save a life? Sometimes. Will it ruin one? Sometimes. But it won't be yours. Not anymore. Alexa Premonition Protector works with all Alexa-enabled devices. Set up anonymous delivery so your loved ones never know who dreamed it. Enable recurring alerts for the dreams that keep coming back. And with Premonition Plus, Alexa will follow up in 30 days to see if they're still alive. You dream it. Alexa delivers it. What they do with it is up to them. Alexa Premonition Protector. Now available on Amazon.
Oh, I don't know what the line was, but there was a really good line in there about like, will something happen? It might. Is it your problem? No.
No.
Yeah, there's something in there like that. Oh, this is good.
And I like it. At one point, it shows the phone, and you could set up the recurring messages like recurring premonition, Aunt Matilda, raccoons.
It's not your problem anymore.
And she's sleeping great now.
Exactly.
I just tell Alexa if they take the warning.
Okay. You can just spew your shit and everybody can absorb it. And you're just on your way with Alexa Premonition Protector.
That was funny.
I've talked about this out loud in my house the last couple of days when I was working on that piece. And of course, the device itself starts talking back and goes, I'm unaware of any premonition protector program. It's like, Alexa, oh, you just wait. You just wait. Your ghost stories, 855-853-4802. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com or in the comment section on YouTube. Tell us your ghost story. There. Tell us what you think of Alexa Premonition Protector. Would you use it? Give us your thoughts, and we'll continue our conversation over there. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.